world headquarters in Florissant on Dunn Road. So, if you need a family dentist, if you need Invisalign, teeth whitening, root canals, and yes, dental implants, Bowen Dental Care, B-O-A-I-N, Bowen Dental Care. They're online, BowenDentalCare.com. For the best family dentistry, Bowen Dental Care.
The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. This is the time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of 20 to 40% off new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard, with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need to make you go, ah, on the patio. And at 20 to 40% off, isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years? What are you waiting for? With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
The singing, the swinging, the swaggering of Las Vegas's most famous entertainers returns in the hit show, The Rat Pack is back.
What a world.
The Las Vegas Sun says it's as close to the real thing as it gets. Old Blue Eyes is crooning. Dino will have the ladies swooning. Joey will have the crowd rolling, and Sammy will bring down the house. The Rat Pack is back at the Fabulous Fox Theater, May 15th through 17th in the U.S. Bank Broadway series. Get your tickets today at MetroTix.com.
One of the best ways of saving money on your home energy costs is through insulation. Having a house with poor insulation is kind of like taking your money and tossing it into the wind. If your home isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and the hot air to seep in the summer. But you can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation at 636-947-8000. For over 65 years, Aladdin Insulation has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, dramatically lowering your energy costs by 20% or more. It even improves sound and noise control. Aladdin also installs gutters and gutter protection. Call them for a free assessment of your home or commercial building at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see their website at mascocs.com. Start saving on your energy costs now. Call Aladdin Insulation at 636-947-8000.
Hi folks, Bob Candace here of Candice's Restaurant with some great news for Mother's Day. Candice's will be serving Mother's Day brunch all day long. Enjoy a variety of carved meats, including roast beef, Virginia pit hams, carved turkey, along with many breakfast items. And also some of your Candice favorites like fettuccine, toasted ravioli, and tortellini. For reservations, call 636-220-8989. We're located at Holloway Road in Manchester. Candice's, because you love great food.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on his
menstrual cramps.
Oh, man, right here, those are painful.
We're about to get Pinion's.
Never had them myself.
On the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 4th. Dan, give them that Star Wars thing again.
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, that's good. That's so good. Welcome to the May 4th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by, hey, a brand new advertiser. And, folks, I want you to make them welcome by giving them your business. If you need your house painted inside or out, or your deck refurbished, we welcome Precision Coatings. Yes, I cannot believe that no other painting company has ever jumped in and wanted to be part of this show, but these people were smart.
Hey!
And they will be now the official painters of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Precision Coatings. We'll be talking about them in a moment, but first, round of introduction. Keon, have you ever painted anything in your life, like with a roller and brush, and really painted a room?
No. Thank goodness my father was a painter. Well, still is a painter, but yeah, so I've never had to learn how to do that.
I painted one wall, and that's it, ever. And it was no angles, no, just a wall. And it took me forever, because I didn't know what I was doing. This is the guy who runs our control board, everybody, that I'm speaking with. He's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you sit down with them, I kind of chewed over that word there.
Yeah, you did.
They can create a investment plan specifically for you with long-term historic returns. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Oh, great. And I want to say happy birthday to my girlfriend, Sandy. It's her birthday today. May the 4th be with you.
I thought your girlfriend had a different name. Oh, that's a different girl. Sorry. Your life is so confusing.
It is very confusing.
It is confusing. And you seem to be the least confused of anybody about it. I don't know how you do that. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Rat Boy is so excited. He said he's so glad Precision Coatings has come on board because he wants some painting done. He wants every room in his house the same color. Now, as you know, any color, there's not just green, blue, yellow, red. There's candy apple red. There's fire engine red. There's different. What kind of yellow do you want?
Cheese.
Cheese yellow. But there are different shades of cheese. Some cheese is more. You got to be more specific. All right, he'll figure out exactly what cheese, and he'll tell the folks at Precision Coatings what to do. And look over there. What do you know? Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. As I mentioned, we welcome Precision Coatings to the show. I think you folks know how this works. Any new advertiser that comes on here, I'm nervous, they're nervous, we want it to work. I want to prove to them, show them that this is money well spent. And I want to prove to you that this is a family business. Josh and Dan, stepson, stepfather, they're painters. They paint houses inside and out. They also do pressure washing, and they refurbish decks. They do drywall repair and garage floor epoxy. Let's talk about this deck thing for a minute. You know, a deck, unless it's made out of steel or something, and that would be an uncomfortable deck to step on in the summer, wouldn't it? It's coming out of my steel deck. Iron.
I remember those steel slides when I was a kid.
Oh, my goodness, those things were hot. Oh, I can't believe you said that. I've not thought about that since then. But the backs of your legs, if you had shorts on?
Yes, thank
you. You know,
goodness.
That was a cruel thing.
Playground equipment has evolved over the years because, yeah, they were not too kind
if
to
you
us
made
kids
that
back
slide
in the
today,
70s.
The president of your company would go to prison.
What is wrong with you? Why would you make a slide out of metal?
I'm sorry. It's going to be, what, in the hot sun and it's metal? Yeah, let's build it. Yeah. They refurbish decks. My deck, as I told you many years ago, when my – this is really such a great typical teenage son story. My wife and I weren't home. In fact, we were gone for the weekend. And you know what's coming. My son calls me and he says – and I can hear people in the back. He says, "Oh, my dad, I can't believe this. Our deck collapsed." And I said, "What?" He said, "It collapsed, and a couple of my friends and I were on it." And I said, "How many?" He said, "My buddy Adam and another guy." Well, I find out later the truth. I think there were 20 people or something. Yeah, but a typical teenager. And he didn't lie. He and his buddy were on the deck. But there were about 18 other people, too, and it collapsed with all of them on it, and miraculously, nobody even had to go to the hospital. I can't believe it. And the grill was on there, too, so it went down. People could have been burned. That deck was long overdue for some refurbishing, maybe some support beams to replace. They do that at Precision Coatings. They refurbish decks all the time. Inside of your house, outside of your house, they'll paint it. They'll be happy to do it for you. We welcome them aboard, and you know, I want your feedback. Now, if you call them, you may very well get asked to leave a message because they're busy. This is a small company. And I was very surprised they could afford to come on here. But apparently they've been listening a long time. And I'm not kidding. This has been a goal, was to be able to get to a point where they could come on here. And, of course, that's going to cause them, I hope, to expand and get bigger. And one of the reasons they're small is if you're a family business, anybody who paints for you is a reflection of your family, essentially, because their work reflects on you. If it's poor, the company doesn't look good. If it's good, that's the way they want it. So they're pretty particular about who paints for them. I hope they end up having to hire four or five more people to paint. In the meantime, if you need painting, and like everything else, folks, I don't expect you, when you pull the car in and get home and you say to your husband or wife, you know what, I think I know who we need to call to paint the house or this room or that room, but I can't remember their name. Well, we always take care of that. And it's already up on the site, frankopinion.com. Sponsors, there they are, Precision Coatings. Now, they're in the process of redoing their website. So there's not a link to their site, but the phone number is there. So give them a call and leave a message if you have to. Precision Coatings, we are happy to have them on board. And please feel free to give me some feedback and let me know how you feel about the work they did for you. Got a really nice email that kind of sums up the kind of people listening who have donated to this trivia night for St. Jude. This lady's name is Tammy, T-A-M-I. She says, my husband Rich and I are both longtime listeners of your show, so we wanted to show our support by making a donation of $400 to St. Jude's Hospital. We're very fortunate to raise three healthy children, and so far we have four wonderful, healthy grandsons. Good luck in your quest to raise the most money for this great cause. I'm glad we could be part of it. Huh? How about
nice.
That? That's the way it works. And if I'm going to dump the shame on you for a moment and the guilt trip, if you have healthy kids and you got a couple of $100, that's all I need, $200, please go to frankopinion.com, enter, and then right there in front of you is the form. Please fill it out. Every $200, you get a chance, an entry in the drawing, and it's coming up a week from this coming Saturday, May 16th, Trivia Night. Peon's going to be there. Angela, the mother of Archie. Is Archie coming? He can't come.
No, he will have a babysitter that night.
Maybe next year he could come in a stroller or something.
Maybe.
Sit there. I'll be there. My wife will be there. My wife will put on her, ooh, I'm a nice person act that she puts on. and then you, if you win the drawing. That leaves one other couple. I'm still trying to figure out what to do about that. The entry winner wins. We either draw a second couple, or if somebody steps up and pays for the other two seats at the table with a big donation, boom, you can buy your way in. I'm fine with that. Thank you, Tammy, for the nice email. Saw a great movie this weekend. Didn't expect to like it because on the surface it looks like a chick flick. Have you heard of this? The Age of Adeline with Blake Lively?
No.
And Harrison Ford's in it. It's a really, really good movie. And I don't know where it's playing. I get these SAG, Screen Actors Guilds, screening things. I assume that it's out. The Age of Adeline. I'm telling you, and what a great premise. This woman is in a car accident, and something, lightning strikes the car. And it sounds horrible, like science fiction, which I don't like. But the way they did it is makes you think. It does something to her that causes her from that moment on to never age again. She goes 60, 70 years and never looks more than 29 years old.
Hmm.
It's very interesting. It really is an interesting concept. Age of Adeline, Blake Lively. There was a terrific article that I found online just yesterday, and it was 28 celebrities who have really ugly spouses. Guess who one of the ugly spouses was? Here's a hint. Yeah,
oh,
Sarah
Matthew
Jessica
Broder?
Parker was listed as an ugly spouse, and so was Pierce Brosnan's wife. Have you ever seen her?
Pierce no. Brosnan's wife.
Yeah,
no.
go here. Here's a classic example of how a chick is smoking hot until she hooks her man, and then wait till you see Brosnan's wife. Now, he, by the way, still looks terrific. You'll see when you Google Pierce Brosnan's wife. You probably heard earlier the great Wizard of Oz pinball promotion we have at Amini's. You just walk in, say you're AM to the PM, and you're going to play Wizard of Oz pinball. One game, your score will be posted, the top five will be called back, and somebody wins a $500 gift certificate to Amini's, and somebody else in second place wins $200, and third place wins a $100 gift certificate. It's a Jersey Jack machine. This is their first pinball machine. Wait till you see the Wizard of Oz pinball. It'll blow you away. Tonight, David Letterman, CBS, is going to do, I believe, they always give that Eastern time thing. I want to say 7:30. You'll see it. It's CBS, so it's 4. It's sort of a look back 90 minutes at the career of David Letterman. I used to like Letterman a lot. Last few years, not so much. He got real political. He wasn't as funny. He was a little too serious. But it'd be interesting to watch his career. I believe 33 years, they said, as a late night host. And for a while, didn't he do an early morning show for a while on NBC or something weird like that?
It was something like Fridays or something. It was like a sketch show.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But that's tonight on CBS, Letterman. It says 90 minutes. Yeah, they give it an Eastern whatever time. You'll find it. He's hosted by Ray Romano. I guess they're good friends or something. But you know you're going to see a lot of stuff being thrown off of rooftops and smashing, and will it float, and that kind of stuff. Right. And to his credit, he did do a lot of stuff that it was obvious Leno copied.
You know, oh, sure, yeah.
Leno did stuff that he never had done till Letterman did it. I don't know. I don't want to talk about this because it makes me cry. Rosie O'Donnell is apparently having a real rough divorce. I don't want to talk about this. Those two kids, I wanted them to patch that up. And then did you see where Tiger and Lindsey Vonn, that's over?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's over. Lindsey Vonn apparently went on Facebook and said it's over. Their schedules just, you know, yeah, right, sure.
Schedules.
That's the reason. Their schedules are conflicting. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, so, been a while for this one. I love the genie and the, you know, wishes jokes, and this is one of those. Guy's on a beach, walking along. He sees an unusual shell. Not like any of the other shells. It's a beautiful shell. And he picks it up and kind of blows the sand off of it. And that gesture, blowing the sand, causes the most beautiful blue-greenish smoke to come out of the shell. He drops it, thinking it's going to burn him. When he does, it breaks, and out comes a genie, who's a mermaid genie. From the waist up, she's spectacular. But from the waist down, she's scales and a fin. She's a mermaid. And she's got really nice big boobs, too. Yeah, she's topless because she's a mermaid. And this guy's going, wow. She says, yep, just like you always heard in jokes and the stories, I'm a genie. I'm the genie of the sea, Molly the mermaid. And you got 3 wishes. What are they? He says, wow, I've heard about this. I want $1 billion. She says, done. He says, how do I know? She says, well, you'll know. When I leave you, you leave me, you'll go check your account. You'll see $1 billion in it. He says, all right, I want to be perfectly healthy my whole life. I don't ever want to be. She says, done. You'll never have a cold. You'll never be in the hospital. You'll die in your sleep. Done. What's the third wish? And he looks hurt. Oh, you know what? I blew this joke.
Uh-oh.
I absolutely blew this joke.
Oh.
This is unbelievable. I'm gonna start over. No, yeah. I'm gonna start over. And
pretend
you know why
like
I did
nothing.
It? Because
I'll edit
at the last minute, I told Peon off the air. I said I'm switching gears. I'm changing joke because I just got an email request for a joke, and I was going through it so fast in my head. All right, you'll not hear what I just did. It'll be edited out.
Okay.
No, they won't hear any of that.
Guys in a bar. Guys in a bar. And he notices the guy next to him, very well dressed. He's in a nice suit. But one thing you cannot help but notice, and that's for as average as he is in size, about 6 feet, about 200 pounds, his head is the size of an orange. Now, picture that. It's a goofiest. It's like somebody set a tennis ball or an orange on top of a suit and drew some eyes on it and put a mouth. It's the weirdest looking thing.
And he sees the guy staring at him. And his little tennis ball, orange-sized head looks over and says, I know why you're staring at me. And the guy goes, I'm sorry, man. I can't help it. I've never seen anything like this. He says, can I? He said, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course you can ask. Like 1,000 other people you can ask. Here's the story. And then he proceeds to tell him the story. That he's on the beach. He finds the shell. The genie comes out. She's a mermaid. She's gorgeous, topless, thin on the lower half. Grants him 3 wishes. He wants $1 billion. He wants to be healthy. All the stuff you just heard me say. And then she says, now, you have a 3rd wish. What will it be? He said, I'll tell you what it'd be. I'd like to have sex with you right now. Holy cow, you're good looking. She says, well, now, I'm afraid that's not possible. Take a look down there. It's scales and fin. I don't have, you know, woman parts down there. So make another wish. She says, oh, okay. How about a little head?
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
All right, Dan, they've just cleared that accident on southbound 55 at Herculaneum McNutt. Now, traffic is still jammed up between Highway M and just north of Peabody, but that's starting to break loose now, but you still have a few mile back up there. We just got a report of an accident. I didn't get the direction. It's at Highway 44, somewhere between Grand and Kings Highway. We're headed that way now. Now, southbound 270, that's running slow now. Page down through Ledoux, a bit heavy from Clayton Road overpass through Doherty Ferry, and then slow again right at Highway 44. Westbound 44, you do have slow traffic in the right lane from the Guyer Road overpass down through 270, and then you're slow again at Bowles. Downtown, baseball, or we should say out here in West County, baseball traffic is getting a little heavier now on eastbound 40. Some slow areas between Timberlake Manor and Mason. We're going to find it heavy again, McKnight to Big Bend. Southbound 170, a bit slow. Ledoux down through Highway 40. Northbound 170, that's heavy from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Choice Hotels. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stays as a member of their Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com and find a hotel where you're headed. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'd say this is a stage 1 road rage alert.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you, which is good because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
As a business owner, you know it's critical to surround yourself with people who have the knowledge you need. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. In fact, you should grill them with the tough questions. For example, what process do you use to understand how money flows through my business? Will you be able to offer solutions that maximize my cash flow? Do you have good ideas about how I can expedite collections? How can you help me find that 25th hour in a day? These are all very valid questions when you're looking for somebody to help your business thrive today and down the road. We come prepared. And because no interview candidate worth their salt would miss the chance to ask a few smart questions too, that's exactly what we'll do. So get together with a region's business banker to see how you click. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
The warm sun welcomes the last day of school, when kids put away their books and begin their education. In baseball, Cardinals baseball, the parade to the stadium, marching to the ballpark organ, a parent in one hand, a ticket in the other. And when they enter the gates, their eyes widen as they take in a whole new world. As they count down the seconds, they take inventory of new sights. Painted in green grass, blue sky, and cardinal red. And through their eyes, you'll see it again for the first time, too. You'll lift your child to witness a player swing his bat and lift a city. And on that day, new traditions will be born in baseball. Cardinals baseball. Don't miss the Cards and Detroit Tigers at Busch Stadium the weekend of May 15th through 17th. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
What should you expect from your pharmacist? I'm pharmacist Brian Hercules, owner of the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in downtown Overland. A good pharmacist will talk to you about what your medications are for, the importance of taking them the right way, and any potential side effects. They should also talk to you about the most cost-effective treatments and watching for any drug interactions. Your pharmacist should take the time to get to know you and take an interest in the medications you are taking. Ultimately, you need to find a pharmacist that treats you as a person and gives you the individual attention that you deserve. I'm pharmacist Brian Hercules, owner of the Medicine Shop Pharmacy at 2514 Woodson Road in Overland.
Come visit Jerry and the rest of my staff at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Troy, Missouri on Centerline Drive, in Montgomery City, Missouri on South Sturgeon, in Peabody, Missouri at Commercial Boulevard and Highway Z, and now Ellsbury Pharmacy in Ellsbury, Missouri is a member of the Medicine Shop family too.
Come visit John and Patty Zuzak at the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Staffington, Missouri on Graboid.
It's so low, the phones are ringing off the hooks. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're as big as Golden Oak Lending, you can do things others won't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed. APR 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Call now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blue.
FHA 15-year fixed, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, folks. Bob Candace here of Candice's Restaurant with some great news for Mother's Day. Candice's will be serving Mother's Day brunch all day long. Enjoy a variety of carved meats, including roast beef, Virginia pit hams, carved turkey, along with many breakfast items. And also some of your Candice favorites, like fettuccine, toasted ravioli, and tortellini. For reservations, call 636-220-8989. We're located at Holloway Road in Manchester. Candice's, because you love great food.
Looking for that picture-perfect lawn? Look no more. DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. With their DynaGreen long-lasting, that's zero-phosphorus fertilizer that delivers extended brilliant color for weeks and months. It won't stain the sidewalks, driveways, or patios and can be applied all year long. DynaGreen long-lasting at your independent lawn and garden dealer or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Available at St. Peter's Hardware of Alton.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Spring is here. And you know what that means. Home improvement projects. This year, let the local professionals at Castle Rock Contracting handle all of your siding, window, and roofing needs. Castle Rock has new windows for your home starting at just $189. Call today and get a jump start on new window installations. Call 314-737-4000 or go to CastleRockSTL.com. Mention KTRS for a $50 discount on your project from Castle Rock Contracting. Suit up for Super Suited Spades Blackjack at Argosy Casino Alton. You'll get paid two times your bet for any blackjack that's all spades, only at Argosy Casino.
Evans is on the way, folks. Please remember the offer that First Community Credit Union has for you right now until they tell me to stop mentioning it, and that's the $100 offer to move your car loan to First Community Credit Union. It's that easy. You have a car loan somewhere else, not at First Community. Move it over, $100. That's it. There is another part to it, and that is that most of you, I can't guarantee this, but most of you will probably end up with a lower rate, which means your car payment just dropped. So for many of you, smaller car payment, for all of you, $100. What a great deal. And if that's all you do, we appreciate it. I have a feeling, once you get a taste of what doing banking business is like at First Community Credit Union, you're going to want to do all your banking there. I don't use any other bank, any other banking facility than First Community Credit Union, and you won't need to either. And there's a way that you're treated there that's different than other places, because when you walk through the door, or you call on the phone, or you get online, they're dealing with an owner. Credit unions are owned by the customers, and this one, of all of them, is the one you want to latch on to because it's the largest in the St. Louis area. 40 locations. Please stop in, have some fresh popcorn, and please take advantage of this offer, this great offer of $100. Move your car loan to First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you go.
I know this guy is a huge boxing fan. He watches the fights that we don't even know are on, all that HBO stuff. He knows boxers' names. I don't know any current boxers' names except Oscar De La Hoya. I think he's retired even. And then now Pacquiao and Mayweather. Couldn't name you another one, but he can. I'm sure he was very disappointed when he watched Saturday night. We'll find out. His name is Mike Evans. He's in Southern California, and he's brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns is a restaurant. It's a great restaurant. And next door is a terrific market called the Smokehouse Market. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. And if you give anyone a gift certificate from either of those places, they will, as Bobby Vinton used to say, love you forever. That was a song, Please Love Me Forever. Yeah, I'll sing it sometime for you. I know you want me to. Folks, give it up, if you would, for Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Disappointed, were you, after the fight?
It was hideous.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute. The first apocalypse question, big weekend for the Avengers movie. Name the name of the Avenger star who has a twin. Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson, Don Cheadle, James Spader. I went over and saw a really good friend of mine this morning, just stopped to say hi. Hi to him. Just nice folks helped me out. As I left, I went back over to this area. It's called Dinosaur. I'm driving back. Went to a Sam's. Came back up Dinosaur. There was a 350 white pearl Mercedes on my right. Came to the light, stopped, looked over.
Was it Floyd Mayweather?
Paris Hilton.
Come on. Oh, come on.
Paris Hill. Drove over and went into the Morningside complex. It's a complex over here. And I knew I've seen her house over there. I knew she lived over there. So she celebrity sighting in Paris Hilton.
Hey, what's
that? She looked great, too.
Oh, she's beautiful. What about this 350 thing, though? That's not much of a car for her.
It's not, is it?
That's an entry-level Mercedes.
Yeah,
what's she thinking?
I know. I was surprised at that.
You know what? She's low-keying it. She's,
well, you know what? I think that's just a car she keeps here.
That's her golf cart.
So, I don't know, but it was a pretty car.
She's pretty, man.
They showed her on the fight. Yeah, she looks like some work has gone bad recently because
she was pretty.
Yeah, up until
she had huge sunglasses on, but I mean you could tell it was Paris. I kind of looked, kind of smiled, and gave her a little.
You might have to edit that out. hand up.
Yeah,
yes. we got you.
Yeah,
Love Nuggets doesn't get any worse than this. Glenn Campbell living in a home doesn't know who he is. Alzheimer's, and his oldest kid's half sibling and his business partner are already fighting over his money.
Well, there's a surprise.
Well, yeah, I heard his latest wife, put him in that home. Like, he really could still be at his house.
I know, and he wants to go home.
Yeah, he thinks he's going home still. And
But you know what she did? Mike, you saw the documentary.
Yes.
She had herself portrayed as this loving, you know.
I know.
And it was so overdone, I actually thought, wait a minute, this almost makes her look like a saint or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And maybe now we know why.
Too much.
Amy Adams.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend, Darren DeGallo, are engaged. They bought wedding rings in Beverly Hills last Friday. However.
And there's always a however in life. That was weak. Somebody
wasn't
here on that. Their four-year-old
daughter been together 5 years. So.
Hang on, Mike. That was weak. Who wasn't the team player, though? Dan?
My microphone was off.
Well, let's do it again.
And there's always a however in life.
They have a four-year-old daughter, and they've been together 5 years. So.
Right.
Derek Jeter and Victoria's Secret Sports Illustrated supermodel Hannah Davis are now looking at dates and locations for their 2016 spring wedding. You know who Hannah Davis is, right, Frank?
I know she's not the daughter of Steve Jobs, or her name would be Hannah Jobs.
Now that you can say, Mike.
Thank you.
You can't say it.
You've seen the commercial with the girl and the talking horse?
Oh, yeah.
That's her.
Okay.
Okay. So Richie Sambora, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, here in Palm Springs, at a grocery chain called Jensen's, and I couldn't believe it was him. And then I saw him again on the Kentucky Derby. What has happened to Richie Sambora? He looks more like a woman than Bruce Jenner will ever look.
I don't know much about him except that he's poked about every good-looking gal in Hollywood.
Yeah, and he was married to Heather Locklear for a long time.
Yeah, and was with Pam Anderson and who knows who else. I think Cher for a while.
With two more women claiming to be drugged and raped by Bill Cosby, now bringing a total of 21. Well, the latest case, it looks like New Jersey prosecutors will go take it to the DA and ask for a criminal prosecution to be filed.
Well, we'll see about that.
Yeah. Bruce Jenner has severed all communications with Kris Jenner as far as business communications. She wants to run his reality show. She's having none of it. She being Bruce Jenner.
No, that's right. You got to start calling her she.
Sports shorts, Mayweather Pacquiao. Somebody should tell Mayweather he's supposed to hug his wife and punch the guy in the ring, not the other way around.
Ooh,
according
good
to Saturday
one, good
night.
One, good one. Good one.
That's just me, homie.
Yeah,
hey, Barack Obama, instead of giving $50 billion to Iran for a bomb, and you know Iran is a country that women found guilty of adultery are executed.
Yeah.
Maybe they ought to build better schools in Baltimore, places, give these kids education or something. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. $50, it just seems like a lot of money that would give away to those people.
What are you, crazy?
I know I am. Dayton history, May 4th, 1982, 33 years ago, John Hinckley went on trial for shooting President Ronald Reagan. This week there's going to be a hearing to cut him loose completely and let him be go free.
Well, then we've lost our minds if we do that.
Well, that's unbelievable. And finally.
Oh, boy. Like being hit in the stomach.
It is. It is. You know what? It's like getting kicked right in the balls.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
You can actually say the words.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if he can.
I think he can.
I don't know.
Big weekend for the Avengers movie. Name the name of the Avengers star who has a twin. Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson, Don Cheadle, James Spader.
Spader.
I'll say Don Cheadle.
Is Spader on Blacklist, isn't he?
Yes.
Boy, is he good at that.
That's a great show, isn't it?
Yeah, I was real
surprised.
Do you
think she's cute?
Who?
The girl on Spader.
Yes,
I think she's darling.
I do, too. I'm going to go Spader.
Scarlett Johansson has a twin brother named Hunter Johansson.
Oh, brother.
He's not in the business. He's actually an educator at Dartmouth.
Okay.
There you go. Mike Evans, I'm live out of money.
He corrected himself, or I was going to get on him when he got off. He said Ricky Sambora. He caught it. He caught it. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant. How does he run into these people? Paris Hilton. Who gets to stop at a light next to Paris Hilton, for goodness sakes? He brought to you by Annie Gunn's. If Paris came to town and said, would you take me to dinner? You know where I'd take her? Annie Gunn's. And
yeah,
she'd love it,
she
too.
Would.
You bet. That's Annie Gunn's, of course, a restaurant in Chesterfield Valley. And right next door is the Smokehouse Market. The Goodfeed stores are all over the country. There are two in the St. Louis area. Here's why people go there. They go there because they're in pain or discomfort. They're two different things, but both are bad, and you don't want either one of them. Pain is worse than discomfort, but discomfort is aggravating, and sometimes it seems like it'll never go away, and sometimes it doesn't go away. And that's when people take painkillers, or to make it go away, they have surgery. The pain could be in your feet, or the pain can be elsewhere, but the problem is your feet. A lot of research and a lot of work went into this Goodfeed idea before they ever opened the store. And they have a lot of scientific statistics to back up what happens when too much pressure is put on a particular section of your feet, because you are standing or walking and you're not evenly distributing the weight. There's a fix for that. It's a slight shift, and you use an arch support, an insert, to do it. And I know that in the stores and the drug stores, they got Dr. What's-His-Name stuff, and you got about 15 different choices. And it's better than nothing, but not the same thing. You want something perfectly configured to correct your issue. Now, if you have plantar fasciitis, that's the number one reason people go in. But people go in and find that they no longer have knee problems or aches or hip or neck. There's no guarantee it's going to fix it, but there's a pretty good chance. It's worked for thousands of people, and if it doesn't work, you're out about 30, 40 minutes. You do not need an appointment. You just walk in, tell them where the pain is, and hopefully what will happen is you're going to walk right around that store when they get the right insert, the one, and you'll go, wow, I can already feel a difference. Yes, this is what I need. Good feet. There's one in Creve Coeur on Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's, and there's one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's, or goodfeetstlouis.com, the Good Feet stores.
Meet me.
Let's get a really quick last check on traffic. Here's Tim Whalen.
All right, we've got a vehicle fire blocking the right lane on northbound 55 just before Revis Barracks. Southbound 270, still a little bit heavy from Mala down through Ladue and Highway 44. Things are pretty well thinned out on that mess on southbound 55, and look for westbound. Oh, we also have an accident at Mid River Small Drive, northbound 94. Traffic backed up to Independence. So this report brought to you by Accountemps. Do you have what it takes to head for accounting stardom? Learn more about temporary accounting job opportunities at beabob.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
At Advance Auto Parts, order your parts online and pick them up in store in just 30 minutes, so you can get back to the garage doing what you love. Order online at advanceautoparts.com.
All right, welcome aboard Precision Coatings. We're thrilled to have you on board. Great painting company. Get into a Meanies, play some pinball. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. All
right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
It was horrible for them.
Jennifer Joyce wants you to call Jeff City to tell lawmakers to remove some of the misery some murder victim families endure not once, but twice.
There's a proposal tonight to consolidate more than a dozen North County police departments. Why it says the current system just isn't working.
Ferguson is paying a steep price for reforms after the Justice Department's report of the city's police department. How much the city is paying an attorney to handle its dealings with the DOJ.
They're buzzing all over St. Louis what you can do to get rid of these pesky carpenter bees.
First on Fox, a plea tonight to spare murder victims' families further heartache.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney Jennifer Joyce.